thing that I was saying over and over and over again is how the looters are working so well that it isn't just the looters. That's three types of looters that's involved with this tragedy in Katrina. And we need to understand all three. Now, the first set of looters that took advantage of Katrina was the looters that came in, stole clothes, stole food, stole appliances, stole television. And then once they stole these things, all of a sudden they started believing, this is mine. This belongs to me now. And many of them has never had things because the black community, the black caucus, the mayor and the governor didn't step up before Katrina. So now they got these things. So when the rescue boats and the rescue helicopters start going in, they start shooting at the boats. They start shooting at the helicopters. And many people don't understand what is going on. I tell you what's going on. Ownership.
Yep.
They think that now this is mine and you're not taking it. So all of a sudden we got a whole new program that was going on that they weren't ready. So everyone said these looters are terrible. We got to get rid of it. They're giving the city a bad name. They're giving the people a bad name. And the good citizens and the police officers ought to step up and take care of this because they're going to make us look terrible in this situation, which they did.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the first.
That was the first looters. All right. Yeah. So we all agree that they are bad. Mm-hmm. The second set of looters that came in was the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons. Mm-hmm. All right. They're just as much looters as the ones that were stealing.
In what sense?
Because what they did was they came in and said they are representing all the black community. They're speaking for the black community. They are the ones who said they are stealing power from us. We seem to be the only people that needs leaders.
Hmm.
And so what they're saying is, man, we're going to loot this situation.
Self-appointed.
And we're going to take advantage of this situation. And now they're getting a free hand. But when people like myself or when people like Starr or people even like Bill Cosby start saying some of our problems is brought on by us, these self-appointed looters start shooting back at you with their mouths. And so we back off and we let them run. Well, we're not going to do that anymore. There's a new sheriff in town. In the black community, and that's conservatives who believe in the word of God is going to stand on that word of God, and we're not going to put up with any more looters that's stealing clothes, that's stealing a culture. And then the third set of looters that's even worse, that's taking advantage of this whole situation, is the liberal minds who's trying to take over our courts, which we're going to need immediately. Dr. Dobson, can you believe and understand 17 out of 17 states voted against same-sex marriage? Then the courts came along and says, your vote is unconstitutional.
That's looting.
And we have put up with that. And then we got the Schumers, and then we have the Kennedys, and then we got the MoveOn.org, and then we got the People of the American Way. I want to ask this question. Mm-hmm. Where are the people with a moral standard that call themselves Democrats? Where are the African Americans that call themselves morals? Where are the citizens and the victims of Katrina who are saying, you are not going to take what we are and the good that we have been? Where are all these people who need to stand up against all these other
looters? They don't have a voice, Ken. I mean, but they're out there.